This is the Tome of All Dooms for July 30th, 2019. If you're looking for my regular game reviews, this is not that. This is a personal update just to say why I haven't been podcasting, what's going on with me, and how I'm going to try to get back at it. So if you're just looking for the game reviews, feel free to skip ahead to the next episode. And if you want to hear the ramblings of a stressed out person, stay tuned. So I'm not sure if anybody really cares about why people don't podcast, but I'm going to explain it anyway because it feels rather rude for me to leave everybody in the lurch and not come back for almost a month. So, onward. At the end of June, my stress level just went through the roof with a lot of personal stuff. And then right at the beginning of July, I went to a four-day role-playing convention up in New Jersey called DexCon and had a great time, played a lot of good games, ran a bunch of games, and that was really, really great stress relief. Unfortunately, coming back from the convention, my wife Liren came down with a cold, probably due to being around so many people at the convention, and that robbed her of her voice for almost a week. So I had to spend some time there taking care of her, and also I recorded an episode of her podcast, Updates from the Middle of Nowhere, for her since she had no voice. So stress level was still pretty high at my house, and unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, Gearbox dropped a new DLC for Borderlands 2, which was one of my all-time favorite video games. And I won't go into how good Borderlands 2 actually is, but it's awesome. And a new 10-hour DLC was a really great way to avoid stress, but it also meant that I was avoiding podcasting, too. And that worked real well, finished the DLC, had a great time. And then unfortunately, as is the case here in the middle of the country, when summer rolls around, we get a lot of thunderstorms. And lightning took out my PlayStation 4, which really kind of sucked. Thankfully though, I found a place that can repair my PlayStation to working condition. As the video chip was the only thing that got burned out by the lightning, it looks like. So that'll be back to me in another couple weeks, and I should be back to video gaming for stress relief. A couple of really cool things happened after that. TJ, who does Malodorous Miasma Meltdown, contacted myself and Liren about doing his end-of-season episode as a spoof of the Monster Brothers. So Liren and I did a bunch of voice recording for him, sent it to him, and he made us sound absolutely wonderful. And that is a tremendous episode, clocking in at over a half an hour. If you haven't listened to Malodorous Miasma Meltdown, you really should. It's wonderful, and he deserves all the credit, as the music is just magnificent. And I love the outtakes at the end of the episode. On the gaming front, I went down to my local game store, my friendly local game store, and managed to run into some folks who were setting up a game of Masks, which is a story game powered by the apocalypse of teenage superheroes, and I managed to get a seat at their table. So I've been playing that for a couple weeks, one night a week, and it's been pretty fun. And I'm being a player again, which is nice after GMing so much. Although it is sometimes a little bit, I have to fight my GM instincts not to turn on my GM superpowers and try to move the story where I think it needs to go and just sit back and play my character and try to make everybody else at the table look good. I am also shortly going to start running an online game for some folks. Not sure exactly what we're going to play. We're talking about setting right now, and then we'll talk about system. But it'll be something really story heavy, because that's the kind of games that I run. and it'll be really player collaborative driven, and so I'm pretty excited about that. All that to say that life got really busy, and I distracted myself for a while, and now I'm gaming more than I was previously, and all that has taken me away from doing a podcast and kicking out content for you good folks. But I am going to restart the podcast here shortly with another review, but I also want to change up the show to be somewhat more interactive. For whatever reason, reviews just don't seem to generate much in the way of conversation, and I think the really cool thing about Anchor and the folks is their willingness to jump in and talk about things and give new perspectives to folks. So I've been brainstorming on some ways that I might change some things up. I might be able to do a little bit more actual play. I might steal some foamy top three lists. I'm not really sure yet. I'm gonna feel it out. I've got one more review that I really want to get done right now. It should be out sometime within a week, and then I'll see what I can do about changing things up to be more interactive. So, if you are a loyal listener, all one of you, hi, honey, I know you listen. Just hang in there, and we'll be back to our regularly scheduled program shortly as we retool, and maybe we'll call it season two, who knows? That sounds way more official than I restarted things or I retcon stuff. But we'll get there together. So, as I try to remind people at the end of every episode of Tome of All Dooms, go play something. Contact info is in the show notes. Send me a voicemail on Anchor. Send me an email. Whoever you want to get in touch, send me a carrier pigeon. Whatever works.